Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right.
Yes.
The floor is yours, Jeff.
No,
your daughter,
this.
Your daughter, Olive, who, let me see if I have this right, is 3.5?
2.5.
2.5, sorry.
Cute Dang. Girl. Listening right now.
Is she? Good morning, Olive.
Yeah. Actually, my wife has to come by to deliver something I've dropped off, so maybe she'll bring Olive.
Deliver something you dropped off?
I forgot, actually. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I forgot a bag at home.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So
is it weed?
No. Just recording equipment. I have to go to Lions after this.
Ah.
Listen, I don't think it's a big deal, but your producer, Tom, thinks it's a giant issue. This was not even on my show sheet. This is not my idea, but I will defend my family as you all want to wreck it. So that's fine.
Well, let's make this very clear here. Much like when, the President of the United States, we're not going to criticize your children. We're only going to criticize you.
Yeah.
So,
and my wife.
I would never criticize your
Because it wasn't my idea. It was my wife's idea. And I think it's a splendid idea. Here's the deal. My daughter was born on Christmas. Stop shaking your head, Heather.
It's a dumb idea.
She was born on Christmas.
Yeah. She was born on Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. That's December 25th.
Was she born in a manger?
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway. So she was born on Christmas.
That was a biblical reference.
Yeah. You know, I'm Jewish. I don't get that. So she was
your
born.
Wife does.
I hope she's not listening. Born on Christmas, and as you guys know, the older she gets, she's not going to have her own day because her birthday is going to be every other kid's birthday, and it's Jesus's birthday, and it's Santa's birthday, and it's Santa's birthday. Yeah, when's his birthday?
I don't know, but
it's got to be Christmas.
Kris Kringle. I don't know.
I'm sure it's Christmas. Anyway, so
okay,
my wife came up with this idea. Listen, we watched 90210. We saw how hard it was for Donna Martin to have a birthday on Christmas. Nobody ever comes to your birthday party.
Was she Jewish?
No, she was Christian. But nobody comes to your birthday party. Think about it. My daughter will never have a birthday party during school because the kids are always out, right?
I didn't have a birthday party during school. I was born in the summer.
My God, let me finish this.
Okay, June 28th, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, August 31st.
Yeah, but it's still your day.
You got to celebrate it.
You didn't
it a
have to
day.
Share it with everybody else. You didn't have to share it with Jesus, okay?
So, I share my entire life with Jesus. You have a problem with that?
So we came up with the idea, my wife mainly, that we should give Olive a half birthday starting right now. And thus, she'll have her own day. So it's a nice little cute Rieger tradition that she will have a half birthday. So this year, it's going to be on June 23rd, which is a Saturday. And every year
so
after
the half
that,
birthday is going to move around.
No, it's going to be when it's convenient,
yes.
Obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, that's the beauty of the half birthday. It's going to be a half birthday closest to whatever weekend
it is. Move a birthday around when it's convenient. I mean, celebrate it a few days after Christmas or
before.
Who
are you guys to judge how I raise my daughter? This is not a big deal. I'm sure other people do this.
Nobody celebrates half birthday. I'm with Heather.
Nobody celebrates
no,
half birthday.
No, I'm just trying to get my daughter
happens.
Her own
there's,
day.
There's somebody else out there doing this, but it's idiotic.
Why is it idiotic?
If I went to my local Hallmark store, could I find a half birthday
yes.
card?
Absolutely.
No
I don't think so.
Well, it's a good thing you're not invited.
Well, I'm never invited to your parties. I remember the New Year's Eve party a couple years ago, which everybody was talking about. I was like, oh, that's great. Rieger's having a New Year's Eve party. Look, there's. I get... What you just expressed makes a lot of sense with
the
whole Christmas
thing. It's
all
about my child.
I get it. But I hate half birthdays. I've never liked half birthdays. There's certain things in life you just don't like?
Yeah.
Like visors?
Sure.
I don't like visors. I don't like visors. I don't like half birthdays. I think they're stupid. It's your birthday. It's the day you were born. You celebrate the day you were born.
Well, you do realize that.
You look at pictures of the day you were born. You look at videos of the day you were born.
Jamie, go back to when you were a child, okay? When you were a young, impressionable child growing up loving Will Clark. I'm sure that was your guy growing up, right?
Well, I was in high school when he broke in.
Okay,
Willie
whatever.
McCovey. Yeah, go ahead.
Go back to when you're 7, 8, 9 years old. The birthday is a big deal,
Right? I know.
And the fact that everybody's going to be celebrating everything but your birthday. As my daughter gets older, people will forget about her birthday because they're so excited about Christmas.
I disagree.
Nobody's going to forget about her birthday.
You guys are wrong. Let me tell you why you're wrong.
You should do the party, the weekend after.
Right, you do it after.
And then she gets something. All of her friends are off, so they can probably come over. Maybe some are out of town, you know, but that always happens. And that happens in the summer.
Yeah. I mean, like one of my daughter's best friend's birthday, I think it's like December 27th or 28th or something like that. And she always has a birthday party in January. That's when she has her birthday party. You don't have to have your birthday party on the day of your birthday.
No.
And you're setting an unnecessary trap for yourself here. Because you're going to have two birthdays.
No.
Yes, you are.
Every kid has two birthdays.
So, yeah, are you not going
to
celebrate her birthday on her birthday, too?
Let me explain. Every kid has Hanukkah or Christmas and their birthday. My daughter is only going to have the same day.
No,
so no matter how many gifts she gets, it always comes on the same day. What I'm saying is, my daughter to have the 2 days like every other kid in America has.
Listen, I think you make a valid point there.
Of course I do.
I think he makes a valid point there because it's true. Like, again, giving gifts to our kids, we give them gifts at Christmas.
Yes.
And they get, you know, some pretty decent quid when it comes to their birthdays as well.
She's going to get gifts not only from them, if not gifts, an experience around her regular birthday that's outside of Christmas. And then also relatives are going to do it and you're going to hate it. And she's going to be spoiled. And you're already saying she's going to be an only child?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Tom, think about this.
She's going to be
spoiled. A 9-year-old, cute little girl, waiting for her birthday, and nobody says happy birthday. Instead, they're saying happy birthday to Jesus.
What the heck? People are still going to say happy birthday to her.
But it's not about her.
Rieger.
When you're a young kid, it's about the kid and the birthday.
Yeah, you're making. I'm actually kind of rooting for you here. Get over the whole happy birthday thing. Get over the whole celebration thing. Go back to the gift thing. That's your best argument.
That's my best argument.
That is. It's your best argument because, you know, let's say you get a bike for Christmas. It's not like you get half a bike at Christmas and half a bike on your birthday. You get a bike at Christmas. What happens if your birthday is in July? You might get a video game system, right?
Right.
But you're not going to, no one's going to double up the gifts at Christmas. I mean, you're 100% right about that. And every kid, when they think about what's the most exciting part of their birthday, it's the presents.
Of course.
It is the presents. And you are missing out on that. Stick with that part of your argument. Don't start getting into the whole, oh, but they're going to have streamers and party hats.
I just want to bring up one quick point.
She is going to get gifted by relatives, grandparents, and probably even her mom and dad at multiple times for her birthday. Two times. Outside of Christmas.
I doubt it.
I know we got to get to a Jeff Lutzen update.
Can I go to Chuck E. Cheese this Saturday? My birthday, but we didn't do anything for it.
I just want to make one quick point.
In July, too.
I just got to take a texter and it made everything okay. It is a woman who is due in Christmas, and she says this is a fabulous idea. So you know what? I changed one person's mind. I'm happy.
90s.
And my little girl's happy.
All right, Jeff Rieger
hate you all.
Has a daughter, Olive, who's celebrating her half birthday. And oddly enough, none of us are invited. I feel like Valenti here. I mean, you did a lot of work with Valenti. He could go for 45 minutes giving his take on who the Lions should take with the 20th pick in the draft and get no calls. But if he did favorite pizza, he'd get 10 lines. He'd always lament that plight.
Yeah, I hate when Mike does favorite pizza. I mean, there's so many shows that he goes on and said, what's your favorite pizza? Pepperoni, mushroom, pineapple?
I know.
God, I really hate that Valenti topic.
I sit here and I give you 45 minutes for the Lions to take in the third round. And I got to get this. But we're going to get a great burger. And everyone wants to call in. But apparently everybody wants to call in about the fact that Rieger's having a half birthday for his daughter. And I got to admit, Jeff, a lot of people are on your side.
We're going to do favorite birthday cake,
side.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rieger's a joke. That's a ticket text.
All the ticket text, then you read that one. Thanks.
Well, it's the first one that jumped out at me. How about this one? Rieger definitely wears visors.
Untrue. No.
There is visor guy.
And yeah, Steve Spurrier's visor guy.
Well,
I'm not that guy.
Yeah. Bogey wears visors, doesn't he? Come on.
No, I don't. I play golf with Bogey a lot. Doesn't wear visors.
Doesn't wear visors.
No, he wears hats.
Does he get any more DB-ish?
No, he doesn't. I'm telling you, he doesn't.
If you had to kind of run down the number of guys, because you play with a lot of guys here at the radio station. Any visor guys? Oh, Powers wears a visor, doesn't he?
I think he does, yeah.
Because
yeah.
the picture of him hitting the yeah. hole in one at the Lions Golf outing a couple years ago where he won the truck. He was wearing a visor.
Yeah, Powers is Mr. Golfer.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Visor.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bill in Whitmore Lake on 97 won the
White,
ticket. Hello, Bill.
Madden, exterior super paint, 5.
Bill, you making a paint order?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am.
What are we doing? Are we doing the living room or the dining room? What are we doing, Bill?
Bill, go with gray.
I'm at Sherwin-Williams, actually. But,
oh, Sherwin-Williams. Yeah. Are we going with eggshell or what?
We're going to do a little satin today. A little yeah. satin.
Okay. All right. Satin works for me. It's easy to right wash, on, right? Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah. One of my good buddies in high school's birthday was on Christmas, and he declared 4th of July his official birthday party day, so that there'd always be fireworks on his birthday every year. So that was his idea to get around to the half birthday or half year birthday thing. So,
and he's well adjusted, Bill. Like he's okay. He's not a serial killer or anything.
I can't contest to that. But.
Yes, that man's Thank name you. Jeffrey Dahmer. All right. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Some other ticket texts.
Oh, man.
Jeff, my grandfather was born December 26th. We did the same thing with a half birthday.
See?
As much as I hate to side with Jeff, my sister does that for her son, party and all.
Why is that, by the way? Why can't people just say, agree with you, Jeff?
I know, right? I'm due this Christmas, and I like this idea. I'm going to bring it up to my husband. Let me tell you something, ma'am. Your husband will hate it, but he'll pretend that he likes it.
It's a great, great idea. I love that text.
My real birthday is June 23rd. Should I move my birthday to December 23rd just so I don't have to share it with Olive? Yes, we'd hate to detract from Olive's half birthday.
Yeah. It's going to be a big party. It's a big party, yes.
That's so, you know, it's so funny. I was working with a guy one time because I have a friend who was born on September 11th and he now hates his birthday, which I can completely understand.
Eh?
And we were talking about that one time and I was talking with some other guy who I used to work with and he goes, boy, I know how he feels. I'm like, really? Why? What happened? He goes, my birthday is August 31st. And I looked at him like oddly and I'm like, that's my birthday. I'm like, what's wrong with August 31st? He goes, it's the day Princess Diana died. And I said, so? I'm like, that never affected me once.
A guy said that?
Yeah. Yeah, he said like he felt like the death of Princess Diana forever ruined his birthday. And I'm
really?
Like, never crossed my mind. not for one minuscule second. I'm like, oh, okay.
I really do believe the only date that's truly been somewhat ruined is 9/11.
Yeah, if your birthday is September 11th, that's certainly a rough day.
What about Hitler's birthday? That's probably ruined for people.
I don't know when that is.
I don't either.
It is 4/20, I think.
Oh, is it?
Oh, is it?
People enjoy that day. Okay.
And there's also a link to tragedies in mid-April. A lot of
tragedies. You were all in on that. Yeah, I remember that.
The whole conspiracy crowd.
Yeah.
I just read this stuff. I don't believe that.
Right. My birthday's December 22nd. Everyone's always getting ready for Christmas, but it's my birthday, and I want to celebrate my actual birthday. Was born July 4th. Could never have a party with my friends. I grew a pair and got over it. Stop babying your baby.
Well, guys, I don't think Olive's going to grow a pair. Okay, I think she will get over it, but she will not be growing a pair.
I got to say that's one of my favorite like masculine retorts. All right, snowflake, just grow a pair.
Suck it up.
You know, if you ever give an opinion that somebody doesn't totally agree with and they think it's somewhat, you know, on the wussy side.
Right.
I just want you to grow a pair. Okay? Grow a pair. Let's go to Brett in Gross Point. He's next on 97 won the ticket. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Great. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I got to say, half birthday is Bush League. You got to give the girl her birthday somewhere around, her real birthday.
Morales says who, Brett? Her. Says who?
Yeah, says who, Brett? Says who?
Says me. I'm a December 24th guy.
Grow a pair, get over
my
it.
My kids' birthday party, you know, like a week before Christmas, and that all worked out. I didn't decide that, it kind of sucked being so close to the holidays until I became an adult, and then, never get to do what you want to do on your birthday. You know, you got to do family stuff, got to go to church, got to prepare for Santa Claus to visit and everything like that. So,
Brett, maybe your parents didn't love you as much as we love Olive. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know about that, Riggs.
All right, Brett.
Give her a birthday, man. Thanks a lot.
Why don't you grow a pair, Brett, okay? All right. 97 won the ticket. We always gave my daughter half birthdays because she's a December baby. All her friends loved it because it's more fun having a birthday party in the summer.
See?
Yeah. So, so everyone who doesn't have a birthday in a good weather month should just switch their birthday?
Listen, you can do whatever you want.
That's
I'm
ridiculous.
Just telling you what we're doing. But very quickly, guys, what you're not understanding is family is about tradition. And this is going to be an awesome Rieger tradition that her birthday is on December 25th, Christmas. But also, we're going to have one in the summertime. We're going to have cake. We're going to have a party. Maybe we're going to have a bouncy house.
You're lying
I'm
to yourself.
Okay
I'm
with
telling
that.
You right
I'm not
now.
Lying to anyone. No, how no. am I lying to myself?
Why can't you let me finish? Seriously.
Because you make
he's
accusations.
Sitting in that chair.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's something about interrupting people from sitting in that chair.
Well, you throw accusations at me. I have
dude,
to respond.
I honestly believe, as a friend to you, that you are potentially opening this is a bad precedent. She is going to get things at Christmas time for her birthday. You're
okay.
not going to stop it from relatives, and you're going to give in. So you're doing two birthdays for her.
Okay.
That, I don't think it's the greatest of ideas in parenting.
But
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
I think we've already proven that Jeff's a little bit of a soft touch when it comes to his daughter. Remember last year, all the inflatable Christmas decorations?
Yeah, we got some.
Well, we have a bunch, too.
He's not Christian. What part of that are you not missing?
They are so
Although
fun,
I don't
though.
Think my Darth Vader with a lightsaber has anything to do with Jesus.
That's not my point. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he embraced Christmas for the first time in his life once he had a daughter.
Yeah, because he got the kid.
Yeah.
Listen, if the worst thing in the world is two birthday parties, then fine.
Yeah.
And I just got this ticket
text.
Well, you know what? We're gonna cut it off at two. But if she wants three, if she begs enough, we'll give her three. Here's a quick ticket text. Jeff, tell Olive to grow a pair of ovaries and get over it. No, you knew that was coming.
This is coming from the same dude who referred to his 2-year-old daughter as 24 months old. Still annoying, I see.
Well, he also tried to take off Leap Day the year it didn't exist.
Yeah, you didn't give it to me.
Time off sheet, February
What if she was born on Leap Day?
So great.
Yeah. What if you were an atheist and you were born on December 25th and you married into a deeply religious family? You'd be like, come on. We're celebrating a birthday for somebody who doesn't exist, right? That'd be very controversial.
He existed.
I'm saying if you were an atheist.
Just saying.
Atheist is the belief that there's
I understand
there.
What an
oh, yeah,
atheist
he exists.
Yeah, Jews don't deny that he exists.
Yeah, yes. I know.
Yes, he was one of us.
I know.
Yeah.
Carpenter.
Carpenter, yeah.
Mike in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I was born on Christmas, and I'll say it was great as a kid. You had all your relatives around. You'd get double the presents. You know, I got double what my siblings got, but I'll tell you what, it sucks when you become an adult, when you turn 21, the bars close on Christmas
great.
Eve.
It's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. You can't even go out on your 21st. And then when you're actually on Christmas Day, obviously the bars are closed too. So you got to wait till the 26th to actually get your first legal drink.
Well, first of all, my daughter's not going to drink, of course, because she's perfect.
But, right.
But no, I mean, I didn't even think about. See, what do you guys think about that? She's going to miss her 21st birthday. She can't go get a drink with her friends because every bar is going to be closed. She's going to have to go to a Chinese restaurant or the movies.
It's irrelevant to
or the casino.
So you've predetermined that your 2-year-old's already going to be a drinker.
No, he just said she's not going to be a drinker. It's irrelevant to this conversation, though, because her half birthday will come either 6 months before her 21st birthday, which won't do anything for her, or 6 months after her 21st birthday, at which time I think she probably already will have consumed an alcoholic beverage.
That's a good
beverage.
Point. Yeah. You know, it is funny. I wonder if she's going to think, you might be onto something, Tom. Will she think that on her 21st half birthday, which will actually come before her regular birthday, that she'll be able to drink? Am I throwing her off?
Wait, you're going to have her party in advance?
We're going to have, this is a new thing. Every year it's going to be a half birthday.
But it's going to be ahead of her birthday.
I don't know how that works.
My brain hurts. Okay, is this her, this year, is this her second or third birthday party on
it
June
23rd? It depends.
That's a great point. I have no idea. I got to figure that out. I got to figure that out.
It depends on whether or not she's, which side of the international dateline they're on, I think, when she celebrates.
I just got, yeah, I win.
Let me call my wife. I'll get back to you.
But they're not celebrating a number. They're celebrating a birthday, right? They're not going to have a cake that says, you know, there's 2.5 candles on the cake.
Those candles are for the 2-year-old,
Good
the 3-year-old.
Save, Jamie.
She gets some of each. Who cares? Yeah. Hey, man, who cares?
2.5. Or it's her 2.5th birthday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.